Wilkes Economic Development Corporation facilitates the creation of new jobs and capital investment in Wilkes County, North Carolina. We accomplish this by primarily focusing on retention and expansion of existing and new businesses, along with real estate development. We are here to help you grow. Learn more at wilkescdc.com or give us a call today at 336-838-1501.
From white lightning
to lightning fast,
the Wilkesboro Find Your Back Road podcast covers all the people, places, and things that make Wilkesboro a one-of-a-kind mountain destination.
Enjoy lively conversations as we welcome artists, local business leaders, event organizers, and creatives from around Wilkesboro.
It's the Wilkesboro Find Your Back Road podcast. And let's welcome our guest for this episode. We are very pleased to have Debbie Davis with us. She is the vice president of the Brushy Mountain Raritan Club, and welcome to Find Your Back Road.
It's good to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely, and really excited to talk about the Apple Festival, the Brushy Mountain Apple Festival. But, you know, for folks, because we know we have people that listen that are local, and that's great. They already know stuff. But there's people from outside the area that listen, and they may not know what Brushy Mountain or the Brushy Mountains are and everything. But an isolated break-off branch of the Blue Ridge Mountains that's separated by the Yadkin Valley, just south and east of Wilkesboro, North Wilkesboro. And so for folks that might be listening outside the area, just wanted to give them the root of the words so that they know. Well, the Brushy Mountain Apple Festival is coming up quick. It's going to be happening on Saturday, October 7th. And tell people all about it, because it is a huge event. It's one of the biggest events of its kind in the Southeast, I think, isn't it?
It is the largest one-day event in the Southeast or in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's huge. And even the numbers I was thinking as far as how huge, you tripled that when we were talking off the air as far as how many vendors are there and everything. So tell people a little bit about the Brushy Mountain Apple Festival and what they can expect, but then I look forward to talking about what it benefits too.
Okay. Yes, they can expect hot apple pies coming out of a wood-burning World War II stove. We have the hit-and-miss engines, the old hit-and-miss engines. We will have somebody there making apple butter on site. She'll be cooking it all day long. And then about 4 o'clock, she starts putting it in jars. She always has a long line waiting for that. We've got the hit and miss engine that will make ice cream, that turns the thing for ice cream. We've also got a petting zoo for the children. And this year, the first year, we're going to have Highland cows from Happy Dash Farm locally here. But there's all kinds of food. You name it, you can probably find it, and all kinds of crafts. A lot of people like to come and show their talents on what they can do and what they can make. It's really amazing to see some of the pottery, the woodworking, the metalwork, the soaps, and everything that people make and bring to the Apple Festival to sell.
Well, and just to give people an idea of their walking shoes, getting their workout to enjoy all the different things, tell people how many different vendors are going to be displaying and participating in this year's festival.
There'll probably be about 300, maybe a little more.
Yeah, that's awesome, because, you know, Michelle can't be with us on the episode today, but one of the things she loves about going to different festivals and street fairs is the shopping. And so plenty of shopping opportunities too, but also this is a fundraising effort that helps in the community. Tell people about that a little bit too.
Yes, sir. The Brush Mountain Raritan Club, as all Raritan clubs, are like neighbors helping neighbors. And this is one of our fundraisers to raise money to put back into Wilkes County and to the Brushy Mountain. We sponsor scholarships for the seniors going into Wilkes Central. Once we take on a scholarship student, as long as they show us their transcript that they're still in school, we will continue to support them for either a two-year degree or their four-year degree. We do a lot of taking care of our elderly on our mountain. We supply lifelines for all the elderly that need them. And we do just an array of stuff. It's basically neighbors helping neighbors. If we see that somebody is sick and they need some help, it's whether they need their yard mowed, their yard raked, they need food, they need gas money. There's just no end to what we do. And the Apple Festival provides us with the avenue to be able to help.
Yeah, and I know that there's a lot of church groups, nonprofit groups, and everything that also participate in the festival, too. So a chance for, you know, yes, creating all this great experiences and shopping and displays and everything that's going on, but just the ripple effect of benefit and awareness for so many different opportunities for service in our community. It's a perfect hybrid of all the things that are good about community all in one day in one place.
Yep. We have the fire departments participate, churches, youth groups. We have other civic organizations. We've got like the schools boosters will set up. And for a lot of these churches and fire departments and stuff, this is their major fundraiser for the year.
Well, and someone had mentioned to me about a photography contest, a photo contest or something.
We do. We have a contest where people can take pictures throughout the festival and they can submit them through the webpage and our Brushy Mountain Apple Festival webpage. And it is a picture that depicts the essence of the festival.
And there's cash prizes on that too, right?
There is. And I apologize. I don't know what the amounts are, but they are. The pictures are submitted, they're judged, and they will let the participants know who won. There's a first place, second place, and a third place.
That's awesome. What a lot of fun to be able to do that. And tell people some of the details, like what are some of the logistics, you know, the where, when, and how of the Apple Festival, of the Brushy Mountain Apple Festival.
Okay. Of course, we're located between Winston and Boone, right off 421. There'll be signs out pointing you to. We have parking that will be in the West Park. It's a medical place. There's plenty of parking there. We run shuttles from the West Park to downtown Wilkesboro or North Wilkesboro to the drop-off, and it will also be going back. Those shuttles will be running all day long. The Boy Scouts actually run those shuttles for us. There'll be parking in and around town. The school, the Stone Center, that houses the educational offices, they normally have a parking set up in their parking lot. That goes to benefit the teachers to help get things to go into the classrooms. The Boy Scouts has got a parking lot that's in a grassy area as you're coming in to North Wilkesboro. So we try to have enough parking in and around that everybody can get a place to park. And if you're out from the festival, then we provide shuttles to bring you in.
Yeah, that's really great. And what are the hours that people should anticipate getting there, and what time does it start closing up?
The hours, it starts at 8 o'clock, and it's funny because there will be people out there with their flashlights while we're trying to help the vendors get set up. But the official start is 8 o'clock.
Staking out their ground. You know, that's what they're doing. It's a surveillance mission. You know, they stake out their ground.
Yep. And it goes till 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's really great. And, you know, is this something where there's a rain date, or is this a rain or shine event?
No, it's a rain or shine. And last year, you know, we suffered the consequences. As you know, Ian came in.
Yeah.
And it was Friday was terrible, but Saturday turned out to be a pretty day. But, you know, naturally, because the things that people make, water will, you know, destroy them. So we did not have very many vendors. So we're really looking forward to a great year this year.
Well, and I know people put a lot of faith in those 10-day forecasts and everything like that. But, you know, when you look at the extended forecast, because just in full disclosure, while we're talking, we're pre-recording this a little bit earlier, so we don't have like a 3-day forecast. But it looks good on my app when I look at it. I'm sure it's going to be completely accurate, but it's going to be a great day out there no matter what. And even if you hit some weather, you know, like last year, that's an adventure. It's a story you get to tell for a long time, you know. So I'm not afraid of a little bit of weather. But what's the best way if people can't get out there for Saturday? I know there's all kinds of ways for people to have an opportunity to help and to connect with the Brushy Mountain Group and everything to, you know, to help and all the works that go on around the year. So what's the best way to get in touch with your group and to kind of build a relationship and participate in the things going on?
We have a permanent telephone number set up and it is answered. You may have to leave a message, but somebody will call you back. And that telephone number is 336-921-3499. And that is directly to the Brushy Mountain Ruitan telephone.
Well, Debbie, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for taking time out to talk. I know there's so much involved and so many people that it takes to do this, but you're right there at the front and center of it, tip of the sword, as they say, and, you know, taking the time to talk to us here on the program. I really do appreciate it, and please pass along the thanks to the entire crew of, you know, staff and volunteers and community and everything that make this happen, because it's a real blessing for the community.
We thank you, and also that phone number will be active all through even the Apple Festival. We have people that man that phone, you know, all the time. So if they called Friday asking for questions, somebody will answer the phone for them. And we appreciate you. We appreciate you giving us the opportunity to tell about our wonderful Apple Festival and the Brushy Mountain Ruitan.
Well, thank you so much, Debbie Davis, Vice President, and we appreciate it, and we'll see you out there at the Apple Festival.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for listening to the Wilkesboro Find Your Back Road podcast.
To request an interview spot or to advertise, email info@wilkescountytourism.com.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.